The hour for recess having expired, the Missouri Senate will again come to order. Secretary, read the journal.
Journal of the Senate, first regular session, second day, Thursday, January 10, 2013. The Senate met pursuant to adjournment. President Kinder in the chair. Reverend Carl Gock offered the following prayer.
Senator from Newton.
Mr. President, I move further reading of the journal be dispensed with, and the same be approved as though have been fully read.
Heard the motion, as many as are of the opinion it shall prevail, say aye. Those to the contrary, no. The ayes appear to have it. The ayes do have it. Reading is dispensed with. Introduction of guests. The chair has some important guests. Senator from 13th, you want to? Will all the guests of the senator from the 13th please rise for recognition by the Missouri Senate? The chair has introductions to make. My brother, Lieutenant Colonel Mark Hunter Kinder, Air Force, his daughter Molly, who held the Bible for me in the recent ceremony, his son, Mark Hunter Kinder II, Hunter Kinder, my niece, Amelia Mia Kinder, and my sister-in-law, Barbara Kinder, mother of Molly and Hunter, and Don Schaefer from Springfield, who came up for the occasion. Please make my guests welcome in the Missouri Senate. We're delighted to have all our guests. Senator from 23rd.
Sorry, Mr. President. I just want to introduce to the senators, we have a new reader, Jan Schneider, and our new doorman, Al Carter. Just want to
Thank
welcome
you,
them
Senator.
To the Missouri Senate.
Welcome them. The senator from Webster.
Mr. President, introduction of special guest. Seated to your left, to my right, I have Bob Pollard. Bob is from Willow Springs. He's a city administrator down there. Great guy. Great district. Thank you.
Let's welcome the guests of the senator from Webster. From Howell County, the senator from Barton, that's what I thought, Lamar, sir.
Thank you. Introduction of some special guests in the rear gallery. My wife, Rebecca, is up there. My mother, Helen Emery from Nevada, Gail Alston from Cass County, Nancy Malsack, Caroline Drury, and Molly Drury, her sister, Drury, their mother, and also my sister from northern Minnesota, Jeff Mullen and Michaela Mullen from Henry County, Paul Emery and Susanna Cass, a guest of his, and I've already introduced my wife. I'd ask the Senate to please make them guilty.
Will all the guests of the senator from Barton please rise for recognition by the Missouri Senate. Senator from
Johnson,
the 21st.
Thank you very much, Mr.
Johnson.
President. I have two very special guests in the upper gallery. They helped out a lot this past summer in a campaign for me, Taylor Elwell and his fiance, Liz Updegrove. They're going to be married in a year or so, and they're from the Leeton area.
Will the guests of the senator from Johnson please rise for
Thank
recognition.
Thank you.
The senator from Clay.
Thank you, Mr. President. I have three very special guests in the rear gallery as well. I'm joined today by my wife, Angela, daughter, Taylor, and my daughter, Callie, and I wish the Senate would make them feel welcome.
Will the guests of the senator from Clay please rise for recognition by the Missouri Senate. Further introductions. Senator from Andrew.
Thank you, Mr. President. Off to my left and your right, much of my family is here today. A couple of them, my son Andrew and my wife Stephanie, have already gone to take Andy to his nap. But In the bright pink up here with those good-looking boots on is my daughter, Addison. She's down today, and she's sitting on my mom's lap. My dad is with us today, my sister, Ashley, and her special friend, Dan. And over to the side, on the other side of the pillar in the pink, is my niece, Sabrin. And I can't tell if there's anyone else up there or not. There's not. That is the crew, and I would ask that the members of the Senate please welcome
them. Will all the special
them.
Guests of the Senator from Andrew please rise for a welcome by the Missouri Senate. Further introductions, petitions, memorials, remonstrances, resolutions, concurrent resolutions, introduction of bills. The Senator from Barrie.
Thank you, Mr. President. I have four bills to submit.
Send your bills forward, sir. Read the first bill.
Okay, thank you.
Senate Bill number 134, introduced by Senator Sater. An act relating to labor organizations.
Senator?
No explanation necessary.
Read the second bill.
Senate Bill 135, introduced by Senator Sater, an act relating to ballot language.
Senator?
No explanation necessary.
Read the third bill.
Senate Bill 136, introduced by Senator Sater, an act relating to the registration of motor vehicles.
Senator?
This would increase it to 3 years instead of 2 years.
Read the fourth bill.
Senate Bill 137, introduced by Senator Sater, an act relating to procedures for counties to decrease their budgets.
Senator?
No explanation necessary.
Further introduction of bills. Senator from the 8th.
Bill?
Send your bill forward.
This is for police.
Read the bill.
Senate Bill 138, introduced by Senator Krause, an act relating to neighborhood improvement, district special assignments or assessments.
No explanation, Mr. President. Thank you.
Introduction of bills. Further introduction of bills. Senator from Newton.
Mr. President, would you inquire the Secretary if we have any messages from the Governor? I believe there are addendum letters to the previously made appointments. If so, I would ask the reading of be waived and the letters be printed in the journal.
Affirmative. We do have messages, and the letters shall be printed in the journal. Senator from 23rd.
Mr. President, please refer the addendums to the Committee on Gubernatorial Appointments.
Shall be so referred. Senator from 23rd. I'm sorry, Senator from Newton.
Mr. President, without objection, the Senate will now go to the order of business for announcements.
Announcements.
Would you please recognize me for announcement?
You are recognized.
We'd like to remind the senators and members that are participating in the Grand March, along with family or guests who are or accompany them, need to be in the Senate lounge by 6:45.
Senator from second.
I seek unanimous consent to introduce special guests.
Hearing no objection, proceed.
Thank you, Mr. President. To my left and your right is my brother-in-law and sister-in-law, Aaron and Shannon Shaper, who came up from Wentzville, Missouri, to enjoy the festivities today. If the body would make them feel welcome, be
great.
Let's
welcome the guests of the Senator from second. Please rise. On the order of business of announcements, Senator from the 8th.
Requested unanimous consent to introduce guests.
Hearing no objection, proceed.
In the upper gallery, a good friend of mine, Roger Davenport, is here. If the Senate would make him feel welcome, I would appreciate
Let's
it.
Let's welcome the guests of the Senator from the 8th to the Missouri Senate. Senator from Phelps.
Mr. President, I seek unanimous consent to introduce very special guests.
Proceed, sir.
In the gallery behind me is my daughter and son-in-law, Brad and Danette Sherrill, and my lovely wife, Kathy. Please make them feel welcome.
We're delighted to welcome the guests of the Senator from Phelps. Where are they? Oh, right here, to the Missouri Senate. Announcements. Senator from Newton.
Mr. President, no further business coming before the body. I move that the Senate stand adjourned under the rules.
You've heard the motion. The committee's heard the opinion shall prevail. Say aye. Terry, my guest.